If you love the Black Married and Debt-Free podcast, if you get any joy, if we've ever done anything for you, do us a huge favor and go and give us a 5-star review on this podcast. Leave us a comment if you like, but that helps our viewership ranking. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I would like to welcome you to another episode of the Quick Cast, powered by Black Married and Debt Free. I'm glad you decided to join me. If you've been enjoying these, do me a huge favor and leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this on. And if you're watching us on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button, hit the like button, hit the thumbs up button. We really appreciate it. Both of those things mean more than you know to Shira and I. So I'm going to be reacting to something that, you know, came across my eye. And it was something that a well-known, very well-known financial, I don't want to say guru, but some people consider him a guru, but a well-known major player in the financial literacy space had some comments that I want to react to, and that is none other than the one and only Dave Ramsey. Yes. So Dave Ramsey, if you're not familiar with him, he has a huge following. He has a nationally syndicated radio show that really highlights, you know, not only financial literacy, but has an emphasis on debt payoff, which is cool. You know, we love that. That's kind of our foundation. So we're all about that. You know, so he's a major player. He's been around he's been in the game for years as far as teaching financial literacy. And he has a huge following, huge platform, so on and so forth. But you know, if there's any criticism of him at all, is that he can be very rigid in his beliefs when it comes to financial literacy. And you know, for us and for me personally, personal finance is just that. It's very personal, and unless you're sitting down with a certified financial planner and he's able to look at your distinct scenario, your income, your expenses, your entire financial situation, it's kind of hard to have a hard and fast rule on everything, right? There's no one, you know, rule for every scenario. And I think if there's any criticism of Mr. Ramsey, that would be it, is that sometimes he's a little rigid on his some of his takes. So this is one that I think need some looking at. It says, Dave Ramsey says, if you can't afford a 15-year mortgage, you can't afford the house. A real estate expert disagrees. Avoiding debt at all costs is not always a sound financial decision for everyone. Now, this is where, here's the thing about the 15-year mortgage for me. I think that you can get a 30-year mortgage and still accelerate your payments. That's exactly what Shira and I did. For those of you who aren't familiar with our story, we paid off 6-figure debt in 2017, the bulk of which was our home mortgage. The mortgage had a 30-year loan on it, right? And we were able to pay it off. Shout out to Business Insider who did this article, but they featured us in Business Insider because we shared how we were able to pay our debt off in 9 years, right? So we had a 30-year mortgage, but we paid off in 9 years. And we do believe in paying things off quickly, as quickly as humanly possible. And so there's no problem there. But where the 15-year loan thing has, where I part ways with this theory is when you consider what your monthly payment will be when you lock yourself into a 15-year fixed. right? Your payment monthly will be significantly higher. And in the event something were to happen, you lose your job or your spouse lose their job, you know, now that you're locked into this payment, you have to pay it. Whereas with the 30-year mortgage, your payments, your monthly payments will be spread out throughout a longer range of time, thus making your payments lower. Now, that doesn't mean you can't accelerate and pay more on the principal and pay it down faster. But what it does do is it doesn't lock you into a inflated monthly payment. And so going back to this article, that's what was highlighted here. Here's another issue. Here's the biggest. So that's one issue, right? The biggest issue is right here. Realtor.com data shows that with a national median listing price of $450,000, so the average price right now in America for a home is $450,000, all right? If you were to use Dave Ramsey's logic here and get a 15-year mortgage and you got that mortgage at 4.45%, and you also paid 20% down as your down payment, your monthly would be $2,745. So $2,745. That means if a borrower wished to spend no more than the recommended 30%, right? When you go to apply for a, when you go try to rent an apartment, what is the one of the stipulations? The apartment can't exceed more than a third of your income. Same with buying a home. It's highly recommended that you don't overextend yourself. You want to keep your living mortgage payment to it around a third of your income. Well, if you buy a house with these numbers, $450,000 house, 15-year fixed, 20% down, your monthly payment is $2,745. And you're sticking to this 30% rule, right? You don't want to exceed 30% on your living expense. That means you would need to make $110,000 household income. Now, you may be saying, okay, Marcus, what's the big deal with that, bro? I mean, $110,000, I make that. We make that. My family brings home that much as a household income. Well, I want to say to you, congratulations, because you're in rarefied air. While that might not be a lot of money to you and your household, the median household income in the United States, this is per the census.gov. This is a .gov site. And as of 2020, let's go ahead and dig in here. As of 2020, the median household income was $67,552, which was a decrease of 2.9% from the 2019 median, which was a staggering $69,000. Still not a lot of money, especially when you're using the 15-year mortgage theory. So that means you will be overextended. You would be house poor, essentially, if you used this strategy that Dave Ramsey's talking about here. So that's the biggest problem with that theory of, you know, if you can't afford a 15-year mortgage, you can't afford the home. Lastly, before I leave, another issue that I have with this theory is, you know, and I've also heard him say on some occasions that, like, you know, the home should be paid off, or you should be able, if you're an investor, you should only be a cash investor. You should only pay off the home. You know, that's the only way to really invest using the Ramsey, you know, his philosophy. My thoughts on these lofty goals are this. If you are waiting, let's say, take me and Shire, for instance, in 2021, we've mapped out a 10-year plan of our investment acquisitions. We're going to buy a house. In 2021, we can buy X amount of homes. In 2022, we're not scheduled to buy anything. 2023, we're going to pay down this home. 2024, we're going to buy an additional three. So we have that all listed out, right? And in 2021, we were on paper not scheduled to purchase anything. We were supposed to be stacking our money. But there were so many great opportunities in the market that we just couldn't pass them up. So we had to pivot. We had to change. We couldn't be stuck in, well, on paper, we're supposed to be doing this. We're supposed to be getting a 15-year mortgage instead of a 30. We're supposed to have enough money to pay for this investment property cash. And until we do that, we have to save. We can't make a move until we meet all these checkpoints. No. Instead, in 2021, we went ahead and purchased 3 rental properties in 1 year. And that was one of the best things we've ever done, because fast forward to 2020, we had no idea that the Fed would be increasing the interest rate. We had no idea that the way we bought our investment properties would be much, much harder. The return on investment would be much less in the coming year. We had no clue. So had we stuck to our plan and not invested in 2021, we would have missed so many opportunities, and we would have missed the opportunity to acquire 3 income producing assets. So that's my problem when you're trying to have these lofty goals, which are great. My fear is that first-time homebuyers and investors will miss opportunities, because we know that barring recessions that happen every 10 to 15 years, home prices don't really go down like that, right? Now, we're in the midst of a recession now, and I'm going to be doing a video on where I believe there is going to be some opportunity for first-time homebuyers, opportunities that we have not seen in years. But historically, every year on year, homes go up. And so when you're waiting and waiting and trying to save this large lump of money and trying to be this type of home purchaser that Dave Ramsey's talking about, my fear is there'll be some opportunities missed. So what does that mean? That means know your plan, know your strategy, and work your plan. You know, you can't just do what one person says 100%. You have to run your race, and you have to do what you set out to do, and just be confident in what you're doing. And if the numbers make sense to you, then the numbers make sense. So that's my 2 cents on the article from Business Insider highlighting Dave Ramsey's comments on the mortgage. I hope you enjoyed this video. And if you did, like I said, do us a huge favor and shoot us 5 stars on the podcast, and shoot us a subscription and a thumbs up if you're watching on YouTube. All right, y'all. This is Marcus, and I'm out. Peace.